Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Woods has 2 feet to win the Masters. Everyone quiets down. Tiger back behind the ball. Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters champion! One of the great comeback stories in American sports history! Masters number 5, Major number 15, and Augusta National roars like never before!
It's crazy how life just evolves and, you know, goes on. You know, 97, my dad wasn't really supposed to be there. Wasn't supposed to travel, but he came. Gave me a little putting tip on Wednesday night and ended up making everything that week. Yesterday, Sam had a soccer game for States, and they didn't make it to the final, so I asked him if they wanted to come up, and kind of had to talk him into it. And they both came up, and next thing you know, their dad's a Masters champion.
And now for a moment that I think many thought we'd never see again, the green jacket being put on your shoulders as a champion again at Augusta. Fred, it's time.
Well, Patrick, you've been a great champion, and I can't tell you how the pride and the way you've worn the green jacket this past year, what that means to all of our members. So we thank you very much for that. You've been a great champion.
Thank you.
And now we'd be honored if you would place the green jacket on Tiger for the fifth time.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations, Tiger.
Thank you,
so
Mr.
happy
Chairman.
For
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're just talking about athletes that move the meter. It's a lot harder in team sports. Although I will tell you, in all my years of working, so I got to see it up close on NBC. Michael Jordan on Sundays did it. Whether he's playing the Celtics. So they used to be game
Celtics,
of the week.
Celtics, Knicks.
He played every Sunday, sometimes Saturday.
But it was a dinner game, right? Like the 5 or 5:30 game? Yeah.
It was the primetime game when you want to get good numbers on the weekend. And MJ was throwing back then unbelievable numbers, whoever they were playing, and you did watch. But it's really hard in team sports to have that kind of impact.
Who's even close right now? I mean, Hollywood said LeBron. But LeBron really doesn't do it right now. Maybe when he's at the big three?
I know.
Not the Cleveland LeBron,
I think LeBron is still much must watch.
Was he really must watch this season with the Lakers?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Michael was never not. When Michael came back and played for Washington
this season, but LeBron, I think, still definitely moves him.
Everybody has their own athletes they like, and
yeah,
I understand
that's okay.
This.
I understand that.
But as far as...
No one in baseball... Anyone in hockey? That's like, wow, he's on. I got to watch him tonight.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, basketball is LeBron Golden State.
Team sports are really, really hard.
And the Patriots?
Well, I said Brady. I mean, is it Brady or is it the Patriots? Because they are must watch. Like, as much as we hate them, you still.
No, they win all the time, right?
They're always on it right after the Dolphins.
There's a reason they have them on a lot, and Brady doesn't hurt.
All right. How about this question for both of you? This season coming up, 4 o'clock game on a Sunday. You can only watch one, and you can only watch one of these games. New England's playing somebody, and the Browns are playing somebody. Who would you rather watch? This season coming up.
Oh, I'd rather watch the Browns right
Me
now.
Me too. So it can't be Brady.
I mean, I enjoy watching Brady.
No, so do I.
I know that's not cool to say down here, but
what
I
do
really
mean?
Do
that's
enjoy
a hot ticket,
watching
man.
Him.
Always is. He's good for business no matter where he goes. I totally
never
agree.
Never see that level of greatness again, most likely.
No, you'll never have anybody have a resume overall like him. It will be hard to find. I totally agree. I'm not taking away from resumes. Now, resumes are – that's a different deal.
Mike Tyson moved the needle in his prime for sure.
Yes, he did.
Somebody just texted him.
Totally agree.
I used to watch Jordan. I don't care to watch LaBaby. Wrong, MJ with the Wiz was not must watch. Okay? Isn't Patrick Mahomes a must
no,
watch?
No, 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 no. Come on. Michael Jordan at the 40 years old.
When he first came back, I had to watch it.
20 pounds heavier and playing, but...
But to go back to Tyson, are there any fighters right now that move the needle like that? Like, I mean, maybe Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor or Floyd.
That's it. Listen, Floyd, quietly, whether you like him or I always love, I hate Floyd. Oh, well, you can say whatever you want.
And you watch him.
Somebody's watching him.
The guy's not a billionaire,
That guy made a lot of damn money. And every time you think money's getting low or he owes Uncle Sam, he'll go fight for another $150
million.
Yep. Yeah,
Someone just texted in, hockey has still not replaced Wayne Gretzky, and baseball still has not replaced Ken Griffey and Nolan Ryan.
I don't.
And another one was Floyd Mayweather just got texted in. Yeah, I don't know who else does it. Tiger's literally in a class by himself.
I totally agree with that. Now, Roger Federer's he and Nadal seem to me to be the two most popular, especially for South Florida. Nadal was injured, so he didn't play. But Federer, really, for all those guys, Del Potro and all those guys that were really good for business down here, Serena was out, right? All those things. Federer winning that tournament, I mean, that was good for business. That helped with all those matches that we missed that would have been really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because Del Potro got a really good hardcore game, and it's fun to watch, and Nadal on anything is good. But even saying that, what Federer does for tennis is great, but it's such a niche
sport. It is, you're right.
Compared to golf. Like, everybody knows, and I think a lot of people, like, I don't golf. I love watching Tiger.
I think I'm in the same boat. I couldn't wait to watch Tiger yesterday.
It's so bad. I'm embarrassed to tell you. It's so bad. He'd hit a great shot, and then they go to somebody else, Koepka, one of these guys hitting a shot, and I was rooting so hard for him to miss. It was embarrassing. I felt like a 10-year-old yesterday going, miss it. You can't make them all. Miss. Yes. And a guy hit it in the water. I go, yes, he chunked it. Yes. And it was that kind of day, you know. I was rooting really hard for everybody else to screw up, and for Tiger.
I wanted to see Tiger win at that point.
Tiger, just get it close, man. Just lag this down the hill. Get this putt close where you can just tap it in. Okay. Oh, yeah, sweet. So, and, you know, part of what made yesterday great besides Tiger, I guess it wouldn't have mattered if he would have won, however, but the fact that he had all the big horses, man. The big horses in that sport were – he was either chasing or they were chasing him, and they were close. At any given time, there were six or seven guys right there, one shot, even. Just a lot of fun to see and what was going to happen. And then the other part is knowing that golf course and what hole's coming up. And if you hit it in the front on that par three, it's going
in
the water.
Yeah.
And the other par three, you hit it up high, it rolls right down. If you get the right distance, can roll close to the hole, which Tiger on both those I'm talking about are two of the par threes, ended up making birdies yesterday. A lot of fun, though, man. A lot of good stuff going on here. We're talking about comebacks and guys that move the meter.
Two quick ones for you that just got texted in. Anyone in the football world do it for you? Because someone said Messi and Ronaldo. Or must watch when they're big deal must watches when they're in the national matches.
They are, but they're really important to their sports. But Real Madrid and Barcelona, and Ronaldo's not on Real Madrid anymore. But like now that I've had a chance to visit to both those places,
you saw what it's like.
There's
out
only
there
one them. Sport in those two.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There's only one sport.
It's football, and that's it.
Those two teams.
Someone said back in the day, Sosa, McGuire, or Bonds, when they were chasing the home run for the year record, that moved the needle.
That moved the needle for
but
baseball.
That was one season.
No question. That was big stuff. But
Bird versus Magic was always must-see TV.
That was good, too. Yeah. I totally agree.
There's some good ones coming in here.
That's a good one. You notice we're going really old school, though?
Oh no, we are. I mean, how about this? And I thought I saw him yesterday. Was Michael Phelps?
I think he was standing right behind.
He was right behind
Tiger, yeah. Acting like a 2-year-old. It was awesome.
Because somebody said, texted him, Michael Phelps is must see TV when he's racing. But is he? If it's not the Olympics and it's just like
Phelps
U.S. national
for swimming, and yes, I see. The problem is sometimes I'm such a sports junkie that I'm afraid, and I got to be careful that I think, like, you know, a guy that's going to win that many medals and he came back one more time and he still dominated, it's a hell of a story. To me, the only other guy, and I know it's going to be me and nobody else, that dude running sprints for Jamaica.
Oh, Usain Bolt. Okay.
Is the greatest sprinter of all time.
But would you watch it outside of the Olympics?
Oh, I think...
Just any time?
In his prime, yeah. Running 100 and 200 when he was flirting with those records and then just decided to shatter them.
Someone texted Lance Armstrong back in the day, even if he was doping.
I don't know.
Now, there's not a lot of, you know.
I don't know. I can't have less respect.
For a dude, yeah.
For a dude
yeah.
than that no, guy who you. Threw people under the bus. I mean, he ruined lives.
That guy's fired.
That guy, to me. When we talk about lowest form of human beings that play sports, if we're counting cycling as a sport, which it is, what he did, and I know he overcame cancer and all that, and he did help a lot of cancer with people with those. Remember that? We all bought him too. We were buying those things. He was selling those.
That's right. The bands. The bands.
Yeah, the bands around your wrists there. He sold millions of dollars of that stuff. But for every good thing he did,
there's 10 bad things.
He
now.
Is such
I know.
A piece of crap for what he did. Like he is, like he got people fired from their jobs that threatened that.
You're right. I know.
To rat him out for all the stuff he was taking.
What a douche.
And then he comes clean. Like he really is.
He's king of the douche mountain.
I think he's by himself.
Yeah, he's right up there. You're right. You're right.
Probably some other.
Dude, he's king of the douche mountain.
We talk about Lenny Dykstra. What a low
yeah, but
life.
He's not close to Lance
but
Armstrong.
Lenny's not looking to get a whole bunch of people fired. Lenny's just Lenny. Like he's just self destructive.
Yeah, that's it.
This guy and all those things that came out, what he did on some documentaries about him.
Yeah, stupid.
She goes, "I saw what you did." He goes, "He ruined everybody around him." That said, yeah, you know, we were all doing it. He just ruined all their lives. Mm. So, and he would tell them, like, you won't be able to get a job in corporate America when I get done. Nobody will believe you over me.
How about this text? Do they even televise the Tour de France anymore? I haven't seen it on TV
yeah,
since Lance got
either.
Caught. Who's worse, Lance Armstrong or Jose Canseco?
Jose. Jose. But
think about
the only difference with Jose is Jose came out and told the truth about everybody.
Yeah. Oh, no, Lance blatantly lied. You're right. About Zion Williamson this year. He was must-watch TV.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. By the way, he made college basketball. He was good for college basketball, as good as anybody we've seen in a long time.
Someone texted in Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi.
That's good watch.
The hot dog.
We've all tried to eat hot dogs. I don't know about eating 60, but we've all thrown down a few. We got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to, but first.
Radio.com.
We're going to have Tony Pauline, DraftAnalyst.com publisher, going to join us. We'll talk about the old draft coming up here in just 10 days with Tony.
Wait.
And we got the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line that you can always join us. 56022, what do you got coming in?
All right, Scott in the attic in Boston has texted in this morning. Must watch TV is definitely women's beach volleyball, the sand, the outfits, the wedgies, the ball handling. Oh, my. Scott does not get out of the house a lot in Boston.
No, that's what life's come
to. I read his text
to.
Just so he could be smiling a little bit today. Must listen radio. Someone texted in. It was Renshaw that day. Yes, he was.
Bro.
He was that day. More.
Was that a cat? My cat?
Know. Poor Dono. Every time we talk about that, I only think about Dono.
One of the biggest blowouts I remember. Is my cat in here?
No.
I don't think
so. I run to the studio and touch
Poor
you.
Poor Donna.
You got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's
his
name?
What did he take? What was it that he took? He took.
I don't want to tell you what he took. What
he
told me.
I didn't know it was my cat or not.
So peanut butter sandwiches.
If I mispronounced my cat, I apologize.
Peanut butter. I eat peanut butter sandwiches, and they don't have me hallucinating.
Stuck together from the peanut butter.
But. By the way, I wish he could have teased it. Hey, coming up, I am hiring a kite and totally out of it. So that it's going to be great radio.
You know, we do our promos each day after the show. Hey, coming up next.
Yeah. No. Coming up tomorrow, you guys are going to want to see it because I'm going to take too many pills, mix them with something. I'm going to come in here hallucinating, seeing stuff that's not even really here. And it's going to be entertaining to the point you're going to be calling other people going, dude, are you listening to this guy?
I would have totally listened if I heard that promo.
Where good thoughts never go to die. The Plumbers 911.com text line 56121. Since it is the perfect Dolphins, describe to me your perfect day in sports. And when we come back, Nevin Shapiro in the headlines again with my Hurricanes.
Ooh,
what was the team he said at the end there?
Oh man,
Canes Dolphins all day long. Hit the bong and pass it to the next caller. Let's talk some football, baby. It's getting so close. You can scratch and sniff, baby. Paff paff puss.
I just like at the end of that he says paff paff puss. It's supposed to be puff puff pass. Like he totally even butchered the easy line.
Like he didn't remember that day.
I know.
That day was a blur. As soon as he hit the car, the intern's car out in front.
Yeah, he hit a car. Yeah.
The red flag should have been off.
Yeah.
Poor intern. He hit my car.
I remember the powwow on how we're getting the dude home. Who's driving his car? Who's doing this? Is someone going to take him home? That was a powwow at the end of that show that day. That was an
interesting had a
day.
Couple guys here at the radio station and wish they could have a do-over.
in that midday slot. That midday slot.
Damn, I'd like to have a do-over.
Poor Donald, anyway. Still in that midday, you know? God. Got to be worried, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, just listen to Donna during that Renshaw stuff.
He was great.
He was great.
He never changed.
He should have got a Marconi Award for that.
The only thing is, he's outside here. Why didn't he just go, hey, like this might be great radio, although he wasn't thinking that.
No. He was
thinking,
worried.
This is a train wreck for both of us. Yeah. This is bad news.
Yeah. Ended up being all right for him.
I know you don't want to be a rat, but when the guy is obviously.
You don't need to be a rat.
People are texting going, bro, what's wrong? Your guy you're working with is hiring a kite. What's he taking?
Give me one more.
First ever Channing Crowder Celebrity Poker
like
Golf Tournament this Thursday
poker
night. Casino Miami High Line. It's brand new, and you get a lot of nice talent out there. Also, some talented football players. But I'm more impressed with the talent that's going to be out there. But as far as the football players, yeah. It's going to be hard to throw a stick and miss some of the all-star talent out there. One of my favorite all-time Dolphin wide receivers, Chris Chambers.
Cherry Kramer.
Terry was next on the list. That's why I called Cherry Kramers. I think of Cherry from the movie The Outsiders with Diane Lane. And when I think of Cherry Kirby, I just always think of what could have been for some reason. It just seemed like there should have been more there.
Well, how about what could have been for Kejana Carter, the next name on the list?
Well, gosh. I don't think he ever had it, but yeah,
And Key's listening.
He lost
right
it early.
Now.
Yeah.
Third game of his career,
yep.
He kept trying to bounce back and bounce back and bounce back.
Curtains.
And bounce back. Lee Evans, who faded quickly, but had a great, great, you know, fantasy football.
Oh, I was going to say,
I need to show
up to this tournament just so I can shake Lee Evans' hand because he has won me some money in the past.
That is right on the money, man. What? That's the first thing. I'm so glad you hit that.
I mean, I could play poker with him and he'll probably take the money back to help me win.
That
but
would
be
karma. No. Well, he was getting paid all along. His karma was helping
man.
You back.
Oh, no, you guys.
But boy,
seriously.
Lee Evans could have some days, man.
Oh, my God.
Let it go if you would. It's just like, I know you like to keep. Amazing.
It's just great radio.
It's amazing. Hollywood loves.
Oh, no, I like it.
He
too.
Just loves train wrecks. That's a bad train wreck. What else we got rolling?
Oh, man. Looks like Tiger finally activated his glutes. Somebody just texted in. Well done. Must watch Sunday Night Football was Brady and Manning. Yeah, there was also some.
Those were good matchups.
Wasn't there Brady Mahomes? And then there was.
Yeah, but he's talking about like when you got those matchups.
Brady versus Rodgers this year? Didn't that happen once? Green Bay, New England? Was that the game I'm thinking about? Because I know KC played LA on a Monday night also.
Aaron Rodgers is getting ready to get the ball to beat the Rams out there. And of course, the guy fumbled. He never got it. Would have been.
That guy's been on four teams since then, by the way, too. Ty Montgomery. I think he just signed with the Jets.
Good. Yep. He's out there with
that in case.
Yeah.
Must-see TV used to be anytime Tyson had a microphone in front of him. Forget just fighting. That's true also. Mike was going to be on some sort of interview or something like that.
Listen, Tyson,
you didn't know what Mike you were going to get that
Mike
day.
Tyson, whatever it was, and he had a little train wreck in his personal life. Spent money like we've never seen before. But that guy, he was fighting. I don't mind telling you. I was buying.
Of course. I think a lot of people were. Don't worry about that.
That was a guarantee.
Uh-huh.
Let me just pay you now.
Yeah, like take my cash.
How quickly he's going to knock. Who's the guy he's fighting against? Doesn't matter. He's going to knock
Doesn't
him out.
Doesn't matter.
I want to see him knock him out in under 30 seconds. Mm.
I watched Tiger from 9:20 a.m. to 3 p.m. yesterday. No other event other than maybe the Heat Big 3 playoff games or Dolphin playoff game would keep me home on the couch for 5-plus hours.
It is amazing. It is amazing, and I think it was a lot of people, like, because Tiger didn't go away. If Tiger would have gone away, maybe you turn it off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's five back. He just bogeyed another one. He had a double bogey. And Molinari goes away and just wins that tournament easily. By the way, the way he putted to start, he was spraying the ball and kept making six-footers, but it caught up to him finally.
Someone texted in, Devin Hester returning kicks was must-see TV. But not needle moving like we're talking
wasn't
about.
Enough. I mean, there was always a threat he was going to do it. But this is
Canes in the 80s.
It's not moving any meter. Like, I can't believe somebody's whatever. Now we're trying to get creative. This is what happens when you get into people.
I know.
Pretty soon somebody's going to name a high school kid that you never right.
Heat Knicks playoff series in the 90s. The Canes in the 80s were all must watch.
For you.
Yeah.
I don't know about for everybody in the country.
Tiger plays on Sunday. I watch. Tiger out, bleep golf. There it is right there. That pretty much sums it up for a lot of people.
I think that's an ongoing problem.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the problem doesn't go away someday.
No. I mean, with Tiger, I just don't. I mean, if he's not in there, a lot of people just don't care.
I'd ask you this one. I'll give you a better one. Who is the second most popular golfer on the tour? On the PGA tour or place. Who's the second?
I don't know. Rory?
Sometimes, but he's up
Jordan
and down.
Jordan Spieth?
He's up and down. He's in a down right now.
You talking about popularity or just?
Talking about somebody.
I guess Phil, right?
I mean, I was going to say
Phil.
Phil.
Yeah. It's clearly Phil. 48-year-old Phil, who's about ready to go to seniors.
Yeah.
Couple of years away.
They're going to have that one-on-one match again this summer.
Yeah, I don't know. You buy that. If they get that thing figured out how to use it.
Yeah, that was a problem, right?
Kind of screwed it up last year.
Here we go. I have a serious question about the Marlins, guys. With the Cubs in town, do they crack 10,000 in attendance tonight?
Yeah.
You think so?
With Cubs? Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a good question to ask. We thought the same thing that might happen with the Mets. Look what happened.
We always talk about this. Three teams in baseball that travel really well.
The Cubs,
the Red Sox, and the Yankees. Even down here, there are going to be a lot of Cubs fans. And Cubs haven't gotten off to a great start, even though our boy Riz is in town tonight. That'll be fine. See what happens with him. Always good stuff.
Here's a good one for you, Joe. I never watched golf before Tiger, and I don't watch it when he doesn't play. When he retires, I'll be done with golf, too. Right after, Tiger brings attention to golf so much. Yesterday was just walking Publix, random people just asking who won or if you watched Tiger play today. There it is right there.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we're out of time. You're right, though. The Cubs in town, Anthony Rizzo, Broward County cat.
So what's your number tonight? What's your guess?
For people?
Attendance. Yeah, butts and seats.
14.
Like just 14 people or 14,000?
That's not funny. 14,000.
That's a big number, though.
It's a big number.
For a weeknight game?
Yeah.
Cubs draw well.
They do. But it is a Monday night.
All right.
So we'll see.
What do you think?
I think 10,000 is the max. Maybe. I don't think they go over 10.
All right.
And here we go. The list is MJ and Tiger, folks. That's it. End of list.
That is for me,
too. Probably it. You're right. I don't know if there's anyone else. Watching Tiger is like going back to the 30s and watching Babe Ruth. I'd like to watch a 30 for 30 on Babe Ruth.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine we had all those guys and we found out about their lives? Imagine catching Babe at 5 in the morning with six babes with him, eating cheeseburgers.
I was about to say.
Throwing down cold beers.
Bottle of whiskey, yeah, right? That's it.
Babe, you play in a couple hours. Be there, kid.
I'll be all right.
How about him buying all the media? Like, they're all covering him stuff, and he's buying them all beers. Cold beers and shots and stuff. Anyway, we're going to have to go to break here. We're going to have a lot more. Tony Pauline's going to join us when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.